Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Erwin Lutzer is here, too. Erwin is a new friend. He's a pastor emeritus. He was a senior pastor at the Moody Church for several decades. He's now on the radio and on the speaking tour, and talking to audiences all over the world about a very important topic, a topic that you and I've been worrying about now for a long time, and that's the topic of speech and some of the things that are going on out there, and what Americans need to be doing about it. And Erwin, his book is called We Will Not Be Silenced, and I'm glad he wrote it. Erwin Lutzer, welcome to the show.
So glad to be with you today, Jim.
It's good to have you here. So, Erwin, there's a reason why the First Amendment of the Constitution of the United States, one of the most magnificent secular documents, the most, as far as I'm concerned, one of the trilogy, right? The Magna Carta, the English Bill of Rights, and then the Constitution in the world, in the history of mankind. The First Amendment, the very first thing they said was about the liberty, the freedom of speech. Everything else we have as Americans is built on that foundation, isn't it?
It really is, and that's why Stephen Douglas said many years ago that freedom of speech is a dread to tyrants, because tyrants know that once you have freedom of speech, you no longer control the ideas that people have, and so they can speak freely. And that's, of course, the thing that we see closing in on us. I don't know how that can possibly be constitutional, obviously, because we see the cancel culture, we see what is happening. In the book that you referenced, I have a section on collective demonization. Mm-hmm. Now, Jim, your audience needs to know, collective demonization...
Hold on to that thought, though. One of the things I want to talk about is, you mentioned something about tyrants. And see, the thing that people, when people hear that, and I love that quote, but when people hear that, they say, well, wait a minute, we wouldn't allow a tyrant to abridge our speech. We wouldn't allow a guy like Xi Jinping or Putin to come over here and stop our speech. But it's worse than that, isn't it? Because we're stopping each other's speech. The citizenry is refusing to let other people speak. That's worse. That's more dangerous than tyrants, isn't it?
And you know what's happened in Russia is that, getting back to that, there is a link between the government and also big tech, just like we see today, where you have the cancel culture. And the reason for that cancel culture, by the way, is to control what people think. It is separating words from their meaning. For example, when you get into the whole transgender thing, and we're supposed to keep in mind the pronouns, we're supposed to keep in mind what's permissible to say and what isn't permissible to say. Everybody knows that we can't keep that in mind. But the purpose, Jim, is to intimidate us, to make us silent, because people just throw up their hands and they give up and they say, why should I even speak?
It's worse than that, because they're going beyond just embarrassing you or ostracizing you or silencing you. They're attacking the ability of for people to make a living. A letter written by Randall, I'll say his last name in a minute, Randall Lane, the chief content officer at Forbes.com, wrote a letter in January saying, if you're a member of the Trump administration, we will follow you wherever you go for all the lies you've told, and we will prevent you from getting a job. We'll put pressure on anybody that you might, who might hire you, might think about hiring you, to make sure that they don't hire you. We will not let you make a living because of the lies you've told. Now, that's worse than just embarrassing or bullying people, Irwin.
Well, that's why I was referring to collective demonization. And once somebody gets deplatformed, everyone else has to show that they are woke enough to be thought of as virtuous. And the way in which you do that is to follow in line like a series of dominoes.
Yeah.
You know, I also wrote a book on Hitler years ago, and there were German churches that put up swastikas on the doors of their churches saying, in effect, when you come for the Christians, don't come for us because
right.
we are on your side.
Yeah.
So what's happening today is you have all of these organizations and businesses that want to show we are on the side of this cultural revolution, and we want to show that we are with you in this. And that's exactly what's happening. And that's why the demonization is collective.
Mm-hmm.
And it's collective punishment. If you become part of the wrong group, too bad for you.
What?
And by the way, Jim, this is very important for your listeners, that what is canceled today is going to be criminalized tomorrow.
Right.
And people need
that's
to understand
step.
That.
That's the next step. Well, that's exactly right. And it's becoming, it's, of course, you know, there's, it's, it doesn't take much to silence people much more than to get them into a position where they can't make a living. We will not be silenced. Give us the essence of the book, Irwin.
Oh, yeah. The essence of the book is this. I show how cultural Marxism is used to smash our history. This is why we have an attack against our Judeo-Christian history. I related to the whole race issue, would love to get into that, and show how the struggle between the races today is intentional, with no hope of
mm-hmm.
bringing about any kind of resolution.
And without any regard for what has already been accomplished.
Exactly. And then I show how it relates to freedom of speech. I have a chapter on propaganda, and show that the purpose of propaganda is to so change people's perception of reality so that even when confronted with a mountain of counter evidence, they will not change their mind. And then the destruction of the family, the sexualization of children, socialism, all those things are
Irwin,
covered
hold
in
on
the
to
book
that thought.
That we're
I gotta
talking
take a,
about.
I got to take a quick break. We Will Not Be Silenced is the book by Irwin W. Lutzer, Lutzer, how you spell his last name. We're going to come back and talk about this some more, including why is Amazon, why did they cancel Clarence Thomas's documentary? That's what I want to know. 20 after.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.